25. Any other business? Mr. Ho Tak Leung has raised his hand. I'd like to say that under AOB, the police has already submitted an item. I'd like to invite the police to present the item first. On the 4th of August, in the public activity in Siloam Choi South Street, the police is to report to us. On the 25th of August, the relevant arrangement has been passed to members. May I invite the district commander to present his report?
Can you hear? He mentioned earlier about swearing at Mong Kok Police or using foul language towards Mong Kok Police. With nearly 30 years in the police and also a very angry ex-wife, I can assure you, whatever you say will not affect me. I'd like to just give you a little bit of background to the incidents that the chairman's raised, just from the policing perspective. Obviously, we're looking at the 14th of July and the 4th of August. As councilors who have responsibility for Mong Kok will know that there have been a series of constant conflicts between Falun Gong and the Care for Youth Group, primarily over the positioning of their promotional items, particularly in Mong Kok area, and we've got two to three recognized sites that they use on a regular basis. Since the 1st of January this year, we've had 33 what we classify as dispute cases involving these two groups. We've also had many other cases of different natures where police have had to be deployed, and these are obstructions, noise, simple nuisances. Among the cases that have been reported, we've had 22 of them which have subsequently been classified as criminal cases as they've involved minor assaults or perhaps criminal damage. The conflicts between the two groups have become increasingly frequent, and they've built up certainly over the past eight to nine months. I'd like to stress here that my officers deal with each and every one of these incidents on their own merits and the situation that's presented to them, and this will continue. My officers deal with them patiently and professionally, and that is notwithstanding the inordinate amount of time that these incidents are actually bringing to us now. It's important to emphasize, I think, particularly when we talk about the incidents that we mentioned earlier, that police always look to deal with any incident, any type of dispute, in an impartial manner. If it's been confirmed that there's no criminal offense that's appeared, police will always do their best to mediate between the groups, and if possible, they'll try and separate them for that mediation to take place. Under normal circumstances, there's never any need to use force to sort of separate groups, and we just talk them through. Unfortunately, the two groups that I mentioned earlier became involved in a dispute over the positioning of their promotional items again on the 14th of July. Unfortunately, this escalated somewhat into something of a conflict between members of the rival groups, and this all took place in Mong Kok Pedestrian Precinct. Police were obviously summoned to come in and try and sort things out, and one individual, as has been recorded in the news at length, became dissatisfied with the way the police handle it and actually swore at police, and this has taken on a dimension of its own. It's our view that the police of all ranks involved that day exercised professionalism, restraint, and suitable discretion in handling the matter. Ultimately, police seek bringing any chaotic situation to a speedy resolution as quick as we can. We look to avoid emotions escalating, which these situations often see happening, and of course, we want to stop any potential for further disorder as soon as we possibly can. The incident that day obviously raised a lot of public interest. Obviously, there was some negativity towards police action, but I'm very pleased to say that there was a huge amount of public support as well for the way police handled it. A lot of positive sentiments, and that includes a number of people on this council, so I thank you for the support in that regard. The situation on 14th of July, of course, was followed up by a public meeting on the 4th of August. Again, this drew a lot of public attention. This public meeting was preceded by a number of events. On the 29th of July, the organisers of the first meeting, as it subsequently turned out, this was the Hong Kong Parents Association and the Hong Kong Action Group, submitted a notification of their intention to hold this meeting inside the pedestrian precinct on the 4th of August. Upon receipt of this notification, the police, as is our normal practice, we approached the organisers for further details. We talked about their arrangements, made suggestions, etc., to try and ensure that everything would be as safe and as orderly as it possibly could. Actually, we had a sit-down, face-to-face meeting with them on the 30th of July to sort this out. Subsequently, the following day, on the 31st of July, the police received a second notification of the intention to hold a separate meeting by another group, but also on the 4th of August in the pedestrian precinct. This organisation stated very clearly that it was their intention to offer a contrary view to those being expressed by the organisers of the first meeting. Again, police engaged them, we talked through with them and what their plans were, and in the subsequent days we monitored very closely and updated, collected information about what was developing. We subsequently found out that a number of other organisations were also intending to come to be in the vicinity to the two meetings that we now knew about, either to be pro one group, pro the other, or just to make their own views found. So already we knew we had a situation where there would be conflicting views. The police obviously worked with organisers to facilitate as many marshals as they could to help maintaining order, and of course we made our own contingency plans and corresponding deployments to look after how we thought this event would take place. On the day of the meeting, the officers on duty, I think, from what I've seen and what I've reviewed, maintained their professionalism, their restraint, and most importantly, their neutrality. Because there were disputes, there were quite heated exchanges, as we anticipated. And they themselves, the police officers on the ground, again, were the subject of verbal attacks and abuse through this day. But eventually, notwithstanding a few minor, relatively minor incidents, the whole events took or were finished with no particularly violent confrontations or any major problems seen. So basically, as a general sentiment which has come out of this, which I'd like to share, is that of course the police have always done, we do respect people's right of expression, but at the same time we expect people to acknowledge that the police are in the middle often, and that we are dealing with things as fairly and as impartially as it's humanly possible to do, and we deserve a little bit of respect as well. Okay. As I said, there's been a lot of expressions of opinion about the events which took place back in mid-July as well as on the 4th of August, but in the main, very positive. And from community leaders within the district, we've had a lot of support. And as I said, we appreciate that. We consider it imperative to respect the rights of the members taking part in these events, but we also think that force members deserve a bit of respect as well, and that sadly is not always happening. One fact that becomes very, very clear to us through what we've seen over these events, and of course we'll continue to police them, police public order activities wherever they are, but it is very clear that the pedestrian precinct in Mong Kok is totally unsuitable for any large-scale public order event, particularly anyone that's going to run into potential conflict or confrontational issues. This is self-evident because we have the mix of normal citizens, overseas visitors, we've got the traders, we've got so many people in there just going about their daily business. A big, large-scale confrontational exercise is really going to make a very, very difficult situation. But police it we will, and I think our intention, as it has been in the past, will be continue to move forward, engage all the stakeholders, those taking part in the event, but of course our fellow government departments, to see how best we can manage. And at the bottom line is to ensure the safety of everybody concerned. That's all I really had to report. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. 就住相关嘅
Thank you. Colleagues, any comments? Any views for discussion? Any? Mr. Wong Lansing? are speaking Cantonese. Waiko, maybe you can respond in English. First of all, I have to thank the colleagues from the police for sharing their report with us. Concerning the latest situation of Hong Kong, where it's not just Yao Chin Mong or Mong Kok, the situation is worrying. It's rather disturbing with foul language, and people have been very fierce. As a Kai Fong and a parent, I'm very worried. Will today's Mong Kok be central in future? If just a few thousand people have caused the police to be so tired, given that they're all very conscientious, what will happen in central? So as part of society, we're worried. The police is facing huge challenges and is also under heavy pressure. I'm worried about the police officers and their family members. People have been using foul language against them. Well, sometimes under the disguise of greetings for their family members, so to speak, well, police officers have mothers. Facing the present environment, the police officers are caught in difficulty. They are also employees. Why should they be insulted? When I watched the videos and visual clippings, I was very saddened. So I'd like to pay tribute to the police. I can see your professionalism, your persistence on the rule of law. You're impartial and you're not afraid of any forces. I think you must have confidence in yourselves. Only by doing so can you maintain your morale in facing more difficulties and challenges in future. Let me tell you this. Many of my family members and relatives around me, my schoolmates, classmates, alumni, etc., are very much in support of the work of the police. So I hope that you keep up with your good work. Many members of the public rely on you to make Hong Kong a genuine place where we can stay happily and peacefully, and such that we can be proud of Hong Kong. Well, Mr. McCosh just updated us on the major conflicts in Yao Chin Mong and how the police handled those events. In recent years, the social atmosphere in Hong Kong has been that we saw a lot of demonstrations and protests. When I talked to members of the public, I was told that they supported the police in their professionalism. Scuffles might have occurred in major public events. Inappropriate language had been used, some of a borderline nature, but they all respected the professionalism of the police. Obviously, in certain cases, the parties involved had actually breached the law. I understand the tolerance on the part of the police, but should you not draw a line in law enforcement, such that members of the public would see that the police is not backing down. What about prosecution? Some people asked why prosecution took place so long after the occurrence. Would you try to adopt clearer criteria so as to change the views of the public? Mr. Chow? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. May I say a few words here? Number one, I'm very grateful to the district commander of Mong Kok. On behalf of the residents living on both sides of the Mong Kok pedestrian precinct and on behalf of the shop operators on both sides of the street, I'd like to thank the police for their impartial attitude in handling the events and in discharging their duties. I'd also like to thank the police officers. On the 29th of July, at the TNT committee, I moved a motion. The DC was also present at that meeting. I pointed out the chaos in the precinct at that time. And as the DC just shared with us, just a few days after that meeting, something happened. Did I cause those disputes? I hope not. We should aim at solving problems. But if there's no collaboration from all parties concerned, then the working role of the police will become more and more difficult with no enhancement in manpower level. Upcoming, there'll be more and more public gatherings in the precinct. All parties concerned are worried. The shop operators, the residents, the goldsmith shops, etc., were worried. Some of them closed their shops temporarily during those gatherings. Anyway, they asked me to thank the police. At the TNT committee meeting, we proposed an opinion poll. I don't yet know the results. But eventually, the TNT committee will, in accordance with the outcome of the opinion poll, do something with sympathy and determination. The residents there have tolerated the situation for a long, long time. They're grateful to the police, and whether or not the hard work of the police will bear fruit depends on whether this council will uphold justice and differentiate between the right and the wrong.
Any other questions or comments? Department, anything to add or further response?
Just to answer a couple of the points there. Firstly, we did have a point about our use of a perhaps firmer hand and not to be seen to back down. With all respect, I don't think we ever backed down. Hong Kong, as was rightly pointed out, is a very different town to it was 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years ago. And everything that we look at as police officers now is about what I mentioned earlier, is about finding this balance and being firm and impartial. We've got to consider all factors and all parties. that are involved. The easy thing would perhaps to be much, much harder, but the consequences of that, not just for police but for society, might be quite profound. So it's finding the right balance, and that is what we're seeking to do on a day-to-day, event-by-event basis. Sometimes we get it spot on, sometimes we could do better. That's why we have wash-ups and we learn from experiences. As far as procedures on prosecution, there are very clear established procedures for how prosecutions are taken forward. These have been in position for many, many years. They are followed. But, of course, each case is dependent on its own merits and the circumstances of it. I can't really comment on any particular one that you might have in mind, but there are procedures that we do follow and will continue to do so. Just to round up, the pedestrian precinct issue, I know that is going to be an issue that will last for some time yet. I hope it can be resolved. Police will do our bit. We will take our responsibilities very seriously and continue to throw the resources that we can afford at the issues that the pedestrian precinct creates. But I must admit, these are increasing and becoming more problematic. And, people are frustrated. We're frustrated. We want to be dealing with serious issues, serious crimes. And a lot of our resources are being tied down with issues which, to be honest, they're important. But I think, we could be focusing on different things. I hope we seek resolution through this council on the pedestrian precinct issue. And then finally, I've mentioned it twice already, and that's about the support we receive. Mr. Wong said some very, very kind words about the police and being appreciative of it. Every word that we get, particularly for our frontline guys, is imperative. To make a nice comment is nothing to you, if you mean it, of course, but when our PCs on the front line, who are getting spat on and abused routinely, not just in an event on the 14th of July or the 4th of August, but on a daily basis, and certainly in just about every public order event, any good word, knowing that the bulk of the public are behind them, is invaluable, really important. So the more vocal, the more public you can go, if you genuinely believe we're doing a good job, it's so valuable to us. So I thank you for it, and please continue it. Thank you.
陳秀堂議員.
Mr. Chen, Xiu Tong, I'd like to say that I believe that the hard work of the Yao Jin Wong police is not simply recognized by the district councillors here. About a couple of weeks ago, the commissioner met in the regular meeting of the chairmen of district councils, and of course the focus was on Yao Jin Wong. Half of the chairman talk about the Mongkok area, and they have put in good words of the hard work put in by the police in the Mongkok district, and they all of them support the police in abiding by the procedures in law enforcement. And of course, the commissioner has highly commented on the force as well. Well, we are a civilized society, we're a democratic society, and it is premised on mutual respect. We see that the police is very restrained in their frontline work. Mr. Wong is right in pointing out that we are all here to serve the public, but we are, at the same time, sons and daughters. And we have to give everyone respect. That is just basic courtesy. People from different sectors support strongly the work of the police. A lot of the constituents have told me and asked me to say on behalf that they support the police. And they would cheer the police. And they have the best wishes for frontline police officers. And of course, we all have to stick to our guns, no matter how adverse the situation is. But all in all, we highly regard the work of the police. Without other comments, then that will be the end of the first item under AOB. The second item, I'd like to report to you that a few days ago we received a document from the Environment Bureau. They have set up a task force of external lighting. And there is a public consultation forum on the 31st of August, which is a Saturday, between 2 and 4 in the afternoon in the Tachi Road, Kowloon Tong. There is a meeting. District councillors are invited. Consultation starts today to the 18th of October this year. I now have just given you the heads up. You're free to join. The invitation will be given to you by secretariats, and you can join if you wish. And I see that Mr. Hui has raised his hand. He has something to say. Yes, just a brief report. My lease has expired, and my ward office has moved, starting from the 1st of August, to number 503 in Shanghai Street. I just want to inform our government departments and other district councillors, and I want it recorded. That's all. Thank you. Under AOB, any other items from councillors, from departments? No? Then that is the end of AOB, and we have